You must, under all circumstances, male and females alike, have to treat each other with total respect. I mean, it is inappropriate to make sucking or whistling noises when passing female employees in the hallway. You may not refer to her to calves as a turd cutter. You may not refer to a well-endowed woman as packing serious sweater meat. All these things are actionable and will be used against you in a court of law. Look what's happened in some of these trials I read about in the paper. I mean, you are allowed to say that's a lovely dress, but you cannot say,
man, I'll tell you what. You look like something else in that thing, honey. Ooh, I wish I had a needle in my tongue and I'd restitch that thing for you. Yeah. Ah, I tell you what, you get naked in my office, give me an hour, I'll tell you what you ate for dinner last night. What do you think? Oh, huh? Come on, what do you say?
That is not permissible in today's society. Yeah. You may not refer to her mouth as a hose clamp. We must all, this is the 90s. We treat people as human beings and individuals. We have no sense of humor.
We are robots. We are automatons. You can't look at someone and say, ooh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, baby, my face. My face. As you request. Can't do that.
I remember in the bad old days when you could. Sometimes people would respond. I remember this one office I worked into. I ended up having an affair. My hideous remarks were met with enthusiastic response. She'd say things to me, too.
Man, wonder you get all that doodad meat in them trousers.
Yeah. Next thing you know, we're hobbling. On a regular basis, knocking the bottom out of the broom closet. We got 45 minutes for lunch. 44 of them were spent. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
I mean, we're talking copious gallons for the positive.
And then, see, here's the nightmare. She came to me one day and said, I'm pregnant. I said, well, oh my God, this is.
We're friends. Oh, yeah, sure, we're hobbling, buddy. But, my God, I don't really want to have any children. She said, well, I'm having a baby. You want to? I said, no. Oh, my God, this is all so sudden. You can have a baby. I can't be married. I can't be a husband.
She said, oh, okay. That's it, huh? All fun.
She banged out of my office. Well, for weeks, I agonized over it. I dropped 7 pounds. I was nervous. I had watery.
Finally, I walked into her office. And I kind of had my eyes brimming with tears. I said,
I've thought about this.
And I think I'm going to do the right thing.
Yes, I'd like to give your child a last name. I will marry you.
She said, shh, keep your voice down.
I already pinned it on the executive vice president.